We go back to the hotline now to talk a little more baseball as we bring in the owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, Mr. Tom Kramig. Always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. How are you?
Bull, it is the highlight of my day to talk to you.
Come on now. It's too early to start telling fibs. There's a lot of buzz going on right now in Crusher Nation, my friend. People are talking about Travis Hafner. He's going to play a game for you guys in the summer. I know of some of the rules and regulations surrounding the Frontier League with the age restrictions and whatnot, but I also know there are some exceptions to those rules. So how did all of this go down?
Rules are made to be broken, aren't they, Bull?
Yes, very much so. I break them 3 hours a day.
I would love to take sole credit for this, but this is an idea we stole from another team in the Frontier League. The Normor Corn Belters are bringing in Jose Canseco for a three-game series later this summer. And we thought, well, if they're doing it, we can do it. So we talked to the commissioner, Bill Lee. We got permission to have an exception to the age limits in the Frontier League. And we started thinking, who do people want to see play? You know, who can still play? And it was sort of a no-brainer to go with Travis Hafner.
Now, I know the league in the past has done something similar with Joe Charbonneau, who, of course, for a summer was the hitting coach with the Crushers. He now works for Notre Dame College, and if I'm not mistaken, I think he may make his way back around into that Cleveland Sports Legend softball game. But this is something that the league does, and I think that that's one of the cool things about the Frontier League is that something like this can actually exist. This isn't something that you get a chance to see at the affiliated ranks, and I think it's really a cool thing because it opens the doors to a whole world of possibilities.
Well, and it sort of ties into that Legends game. You know, we had such success with that last year. I think people came to see you play.
Oh, right.
But a lot of the staff thinks it was really more about, you know, Travis and Matt Wilhelm and Joe Charbonneau and all the great sports legends we had out here. And, you know, Travis had a ball that night. He had a lot of fun. He was sort of an obvious choice to bring him back out and let him take a few more swings. And I think part of what's driving him is his son is getting a little older. I think his son is like 8 or 9 years old. Didn't get his really see him play when he was younger. And, hey, a chance to get back in the batter's box and face some live pitching and enjoy a night with his kid probably right there with him in the dugout and getting a chance to watch and say thanks to the fans who supported him for all those years when he was here in Cleveland.
Now, how does that work? Does he get an at-bat? Does he get a game? I mean, is he going to play the whole series? Is he going to at least bat for the whole series over the weekend? What is the exception for a game or a series?
The exception is for the Saturday night game on June 16th. He is going to be our designated hitter for the night, so he'll get at minimum 3 at-bats, I would think. Hopefully a couple more. Hopefully he does well. I'd love to take him out to right field or have him take one out to right field. You know, that's where his power was. It was funny when I told Cam Roth about this, he goes, well, can we take him to River City? Cause they got a short porch out there in right field in River City.
What's funny.
I said, No, Cam, we're going to sell tickets for him to play at our ballpark. That's what we're about.
Yeah. You don't want to do Steve Malliott and those people out of River City any favors.
No.
You want to do the fine folks of Lorain County a favor by having him play here at Avon. And you know what's
Absolutely.
Interesting? What's interesting about that, too, is I don't think he'd take too kindly to a bus trip out to St. Louis. That's a good 10, 11-hour poke on a bus.
Yeah, I don't think he's really that involved in resurrecting his career. But a chance to get in and get some at-bats. When we first talked to him about it, it was 1 at-bat. And he said, you know, it's going to take me a couple to get game. Can I get at least 3? And so we talked to the league, and he's up for 3 at-bats, and he's going to coach first base. He's going to sign autographs. He's going to take BP. We're going to change around the batting practice schedule on that Saturday so people can come out early and watch him take BP. And we're just so excited. I think it's going to be fun.
Whoa. All right.
Are you still there, Tom?
Tom, I'm still here.
All
right.
You got me?
Yeah, it sort of was like a record skipped or something as you were talking.
I was going to say, we got the Tom Kramig remix for a second.
Yeah. It was intriguing. It might compete with some of the hip-hop records that are out there today. Tom, I wanted
to
ask you.
Did I go Max Headroom on you there? A little repeat?
right? I just wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously it's a great experience for the fans, for Travis Hafner himself. Now, I wondered from the player position, I mean, it's got to be something to meet somebody who's been to that level and get a few tips from a guy like Travis Hafner who, I mean, we all know what he could accomplish, six home runs or six grand slams in a single season.
I think the players are probably just as excited as the fans are to be able to spend a day, hang around the batting cage, sit in the dugout, hang out in the clubhouse. I mean, I'm sure he's going to get all kinds of questions from our guys about how do you handle this or how do you approach this. You know, and for them to say, hey, I played with a big leaguer. I played with a guy who holds a record for the most grand slams, you know. I mean, how cool is that for these guys who may not make it to the majors on their own, but to be able to play with a guy who spent, what was it, 10 years in the bigs?
Yeah, no doubt about that. Should be a really cool experience for players and fans alike, and should be a very entertaining summer, no question about that. The Crushers will kickstart the 2018 season on the road for the first time in 7 years. They'll start this Friday down in the lovely, thriving metropolis that is Marion, Illinois, to take on the Southern Illinois Miners, and then back home next week. Now, I know you walked us through this when we did our spotlight on Avon about a couple of months ago, and you were telling us the idea behind what you have going on opening weekend. Now, the first 3 days are all-day games, and then the opening night festivities will take place that following Friday. Walk us through that first homestand and how that's all going down.
Well, we open a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, and all three games, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, are 11:05 games. The Wednesday-Thursday games are education days when the school kids come out. We'll have, both Wednesday and Thursday, well over 2,000 kids in the ballpark those 2 days. So it's going to be kind of crazy. So Tuesday, we've sort of set aside as senior day, or, you know, a businessman special, if you were, to come out during the day, watch some baseball. It should be a lot of fun. We're hoping for great weather. And then the big opening night will be that Friday night when, obviously, we have fireworks. It'll be a 7:05 start. But the three-day games, we have gotten requests in the couple years I've been here to do more day games and not just for the kids. So that Tuesday opening day is really sort of a senior day, businessman special day, 11:05 start. There won't be 2,000 kids in a ballpark that day, so you're safe to come out. And we're excited to get this thing going. The team's been practicing for the past week or so, and the weather has finally turned good, so we're excited to start playing real baseball games.
We're talking with Tom Kramer, owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. The Crushers start the season on the road this Friday against Southern Illinois. They begin the home portion of their schedule 1 week from tomorrow. Well, you just talked about the roster kind of taking shape, and, boy, I've seen the roster a couple of times already. As it's been modified the last few days. There are a lot of new names on that list.
We didn't make the playoffs last year, Bull. I mean, we're trying to win, so Cam Roth has reshaped the roster. There's a ton of new faces. A couple of familiar faces are coming back. Sean Hurley's back. Connor Simonetti's back. Brian De La Rosa's back. But we went out and got a lot of new guys. We said from day one when we got here, our goal is to win a Frontier League championship, bring it back. It's been 10 years this year since we've done it. So last year we were a little disappointed in the results of the season. So we shook up the roster and we got some new guys coming in. I'm really excited about our bullpen. We could have a killer back end of the bullpen.
Nice. Who are some of the names we should look out for in the back end of that bullpen?
There's a guy out there named Dalton Geeky who's throwing 97 miles an hour. I mean, he's bringing the heat. He was a Atlanta Braves farmhand for 2 years and then had Tommy John surgery. So he's been really fun to watch as long as you're not standing in the batter's box. Brandon Nunn was in the Brewers system. He's done really well. Seth Lucio, who was with us last year, he's now fully 2 years removed from shoulder surgery, and his velocity's up. You remember the 1990 Cincinnati Reds, the Nasty Boys with Dibble Charlton and Randy Myers. I think we could have a very, very impressive back end of the bullpen. Donnie Murray threw a no-hitter. He's going to be one of our starters this year. Threw a no-hitter last year up in the U.S. Professional Baseball League in Michigan. Nick Deeg is back. So there are a few familiar faces, but there's a lot of new guys out there, and we're excited to get this thing rolling.
Tom, for yourself this time of year, you mentioned, I mean, you're getting started here at the end of the week. What's it like from your perspective? Is it just kind of waiting to get it all together and getting this season underway?
It's gotten real busy in the last couple weeks, let me tell you. I mean, it felt like winter was never going to end. And then in the last, you know, week, 10 days, it started to feel a little more like spring and summer. So there's things happening at the ballpark. We are very busy getting the stadium ready, getting our promotions ready. So we're on the run right now. There's a lot of stuff going on out here, and it's exciting. It's fun. I mean, everybody's an optimist at the beginning of baseball season, even a guy who's a Cincinnati Reds fan. Right. Well, I'm more optimistic about the Crushers, but.
You know, there are a lot of other things for you to turn your attention to when the Reds send you down the wrong path, and they've done that the last few years at least. And one of the things, one of the things, my friend, that can actually get you thinking positively about baseball again, not only the Crushers on the field, but off the field as well, with that brand new dessert bar. Let me tell you this. I'll be doing this show out on remote many, many times, and when I'm out there, I might just tell Douglas to take over here in the studio, because if that dessert bar is fully functional when I jump on the air at 3 o'clock, I might not be able to leave. Tell us about this new dessert bar. Where is it located, and what's going to be on this dessert bar?
It's up on the third base picnic plaza, the Brew Kettle Picnic Plaza, up on the third base side. You know, it was a bar last year, and we did okay with a bar. But we looked around the grandstand every day, and we said, you know what? This is about families and kids. We have more kids out here than we do most other age demographics. So what are they looking for? Well, we went out and got a soft ice cream machine. So we'll have soft serve out there. Bull, have you ever heard of Grater's Ice Cream?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Grater's Ice Cream will be available up there.
Wow.
We've got a Siberian chill machine up there. We're going to have fried dough out in the ballpark this year. So we may have to put you on a bit of a ration. I know you're getting married later this year, and you've probably already been measured for the tux, so you got to fit in that thing.
Yeah, good luck. I might look like a penguin in that thing if I get anywhere near that dessert bar.
That's impressive. Grater's
ice
cream.
I have a bit of a weakness for soft serve ice cream, so they're already talking about putting me like on a punch card where I only get like 4 a week.
4 a week? That's not fun. But
people, Jacqueline may be pushing that thing, my wife. So, you know, I may be rationed a little bit or barred from going up there. But I think it's going to be really popular this year. I think fans are really going to appreciate that. Some of the other things we're doing out here will be a lot of fun.
So for those who have never seen you, you get like 50,000 steps in a day. I've seen you in action. So you work off everything that you eat. So for you, it's okay. Me, I'm sitting on my rear end all day, and I'm talking and talking, and I'm telling you how great these things are. It's much easier for me to put the weight on after going through that dessert buffet. Now, let me ask you this, because I get creative when it comes to desserts. You said fried dough and soft serve ice cream. Is this you could walk through the line and I could combine fried dough and soft serve? Could I do that?
You can, sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
You can dunk that fried dough right into the top of that chocolate vanilla swirl cone that you get and mix those two together. And then wash it down with a Siberian chill, like a blueberry Siberian chill or whatever.
That's got brain freeze written all over it.
Sounds good.
It does sound fantastic. That sounds really, really awesome. Well, we will do this again, my friend. No question about that. As we get closer to the Cleveland Sports Legend softball game, we'll definitely have to get some more details on that. I know, as you mentioned last year, that went off very, very well. Everybody seemed to love it. But I got to tell you, of all the things we just discussed, I can't wait to see that dessert bar in action. That's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy beers just like everybody else, but that dessert bar, I mean, that's next level type stuff.
Well, I may have to tell you what, I'll get a step counter and count the steps between your broadcast booth and the dessert bar. And you can count those steps as you're going back and forth a couple of times a game.
Nice. I'll walk up and down the stairs a few times. You know, I'll find a way to burn it off, or I'll try and justify it to the powers that be. So, Tom, always a pleasure, my friend. We appreciate the time.
I got one more thing. We're going to have a big announcement within the next week or so on that Legends game. We're getting very close to a deal on a pretty popular guy. I know you think they're coming to see you play, Bull, but we got a name coming up within the next 10 days or so that I think people are going to be really excited to see.
In the next 10 days. Okay, and this will be launched on all the social media platforms, all that good stuff?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I color me excited, not only for this new name in the Cleveland Sports Legends softball game, but the beginning of a new season. And I'm glad you finally waved your magic wand and you got rid of that old winter weather. So I'm glad we got spring-like weather and baseball weather. We're looking forward to the season.
Man, if I had that power, wouldn't it be great? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, for all of us. Tom, thank you as always, my man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Tom Kramick, owner of the Lake Erie Crushers. Well, you just heard. Within the next 10 days. They've got a pretty star-studded lineup already for that Cleveland Sports Legend softball game. You know, Mark Price will be there. Austin Carr will be there. Kevin Mack will be there. It should be a lot of fun. But as Tom mentioned, a pretty big name is going to be added to that list in the next 10 days.